Winters set the objectives and controlled the covering artillery concentration, then monitored the patrol step by step up the east bank of the river. Lieutenant Welsh, Battalion S2, accompanied him and was disgusted with the safety limits Winters insisted on. "We went through the motions of a combat patrol," Winters remembered, "and found nothing. Everyone returned safely." Most patrols were similarly unsuccessful. Malarkey reported that a replacement officer took out a patrol, got across the river, advanced several hundred yards inland, drew fire from a single rifleman, reported over the radio that he had met stiff resistance, and withdrew to friendly territory, to the mingled relief and disgust of his men. A couple of days later, things didn't work out so well. The patrol leader was Major William Leach, recently promoted and made Regimental S2 by SYNC. He had been ribbed unmercifully back at Mourmelon when his gold leaves came through. "When are you going to take out a patrol, Leach?" his fellow officers asked. He had never been in combat and consequently had no decorations. Characterized by Winters as a good staff officer who made his way up the ladder on personality and social expertise, Leach wanted to make a career out of the Army. For that, he felt he needed a decoration. On the night of April 12th, Leach set out at the head of a four-man patrol from the S2 section at Regimental HQ, but he made one fatal mistake. He failed to tell anyone he was going. Easy Company men on outpost duty heard the splashing of a boat the patrol was using as it crossed the river. As far as they were concerned, unless they had been told of an American patrol at such and such a time, any boat in the river contained enemy troops. They opened up on it. Quickly, the machine guns joined in. The fire ripped the boat apart and hit all the men in it, including Leach. Ignoring the pitiful cries of the wounded drowning in the river, the machine gunners kept firing bursts at them until their bodies drifted away. They were recovered some days later downstream. In the judgment of the company, Leach and four men had perished in a most unnecessary, inexcusable fashion because he had made an obvious and unpardonable mistake.
This is the end of Disc 10.